To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your friends pretend they know sports. WFAN actually does. Get smarter, louder, and way more annoying at watch parties. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan, WFAN.
Yeah, off and running on a Monday night slash Tuesday morning. Welcome in. Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan, your overnight oasis. 888-808-1019, the telephone number. Plenty to discuss as we take you up until 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. And only one place to start tonight. We'll get to all the football, of course, from the weekend. And the Chiefs being, seems like, DOA at this point. But where I wanted to start tonight is with the baseball. And to me, even though the baseball winter meetings have just gotten underway, it looks like to me David Stearns is making the same mistake all over again. And it's kind of hard to believe. Because based on what we talked about, based on what happened at the end of last season, what happened in the second half of the year, and all the time that we have spent talking at 888-808-1019 about the Mets have to bring back Pete, they got to bring back Diaz, the trade for Nimmo, what's going to happen here, what's going to happen there. It's clear the Mets' number one need this offseason is to add a number one starter. But as the baseball winter meetings get underway in the happiest place on earth in Orlando, Florida, where dreams come true, it's like a nightmare repeating itself based on the report you got over the weekend from Will Sampson of The Athletic talking about the Mets and their approach to adding a starting pitcher this offseason in free agency. According to his report, quote, despite failing to get length from their rotation last year, the Mets are reluctant to hand out long-term offers this offseason to the top free agent pitchers. The consensus top remaining free agent starters are Valdez and Suarez and MI. It's believed that shorter-term agreements would hold some appeal to the Mets. He goes on to talk about the potential that the Mets might look to make a deal with a Michael King or a Zach Gallen or a Merrick Kelly, or potentially make a trade for a Tarek Skubal or a Freddy Peralta. Yeah, that's all well and great. But you have to go out and get a number one starting pitcher this offseason. And yes, of course, Tarek Skubal. If Tarek Skubal's available, well, by all means, sign me up. But I consider that a little bit pie in the sky and a little far-fetched to think that Tarek Skubal all of a sudden is going to become available and answer all the Mets' needs. If that's the case, fantastic. Let's get it done. Let's kick off the winter meetings in style. You get the feeling if that deal is going to come about, it's going to come about one of two ways. Either immediately, the Tigers get an offer that they just can't believe, and they decide, you know what? even though we have the back-to-back Cy Young Award winner, we're going to basically destroy our entire fan base by trading him away because this offer is just way too good. What's more likely is that we'll keep hearing about Tarek Skubal and Tarek Skubal this and Tarek Skubal that, and opening day will come and Tarek Skubal will still be with the Tigers. And if he does get traded, it'll be at next year's trade deadline, which will be too late based on this offseason to help the New York Mets or anybody else. The Mets need to come out of this offseason with at least one guy to lead their rotation. And I understand the reluctance based on the names that are available. You see Dylan Cease getting 7 years, $30 million a year. That seems a lot. Does seem a little high. Doesn't exactly seem like a bargain. Here's the deal. Starting pitching's expensive. They're all expensive. No matter how good they are, how mediocre they are, whatever you think that you would feel comfortable paying them, if you want to get them, you will probably have to pay more. That's just the way it works. The supply does not meet the demand. Really high demand, not a lot of supply. So at the end of the day, is Framber Valdez worth 6 years? Probably not. But you know when he would have been worth 6 years? Last year, when the Mets couldn't get a starter to get into the fifth or sixth inning. Sometimes they wouldn't even get to the fourth. Shopping for pitching is expensive. What's the alternative? Well, we saw the alternative last offseason. David Stearns went looking for bargains, didn't find any. And in fact, found Frankie Montas. How big of a bargain was that? And I get it. David Stearns' approach has been to develop pitching. In Milwaukee, he wouldn't play at the top of the market in free agency because he was in Milwaukee. So yes, it would be great to develop pitching. And by shopping in the free agent market, you're still allowed to do that. Nothing stops you from developing pitching on your own if that's what you want to do. But you can supplement that and allow yourself some room to breathe so you're not rushing guys up like you did last year and maybe derailing their development by forcing them into a major league rotation before they're ready. But you're just so desperate to stop a season that is doing the downward spiral down the toilet bowl, like the Mets season did last year. And you can maybe avoid that happening again this year for guys who are not ready for the major leagues by supplementing the team in free agency, spending some money. You can say no to any single guy. I have no problem with that. If Valdez is not your style for whatever reason, okay, that's fine. If you don't want to go get Ranger Suarez specifically, okay, fine. You don't want to get the Japanese pitcher Imai, okay, fine. But you don't get to say no to all of them. You got to find, there's got to be somebody that you can work with. There's got to be somebody you can go out and sign. And maybe it's for an extra couple of years. Maybe it's for a couple of extra million. But at the end of the day, you need it. We know what the option is or the alternative is if you don't sign any of them. And the old line about, you know, if you only make reasonable offers in free agency, you'll always come in third. Well, the Mets know that quite well. You have to be able to go get one of these guys this offseason, and it can be any guy you want. The brilliance of David Stearns, you can go get any single guy you want. And here's the deal. I understand that David Stearns has a plan. But what have you heard about David? What has been the major criticism of David Stearns? Well, sure, he had success in Milwaukee. but he's got a small market mentality. I've never been a believer in that. I would figure if you can do it there under those restrictions, you'll have no problem when money is actually available to you to supplement your roster. I'm sure he knows what a good free agent looks like. He can go out and do that, even though he was not really able to do that in Milwaukee. If this is true, and David Stearns is going to play this kind of game where, again, he's not going to pay what it costs to add a top-of-the-rotation type pitcher, and I get it. None of those guys that you mentioned in free agency would be guys I say, yeah, that guy's a true ace. That guy's a number one for sure. But that's what's available on the shopping aisles. You got to eat dinner at some point. I know it might not be your top choice, but you got to have something. Otherwise, you're going to go hungry. And if David Stearns goes this offseason with trying to only find bargains in the starting pitching market, this would be an example of him having a small market mentality. You know, in Milwaukee, you have time to develop guys. You're not in Milwaukee anymore. Milwaukee builds their team the way they do because they have to. They have no choice. They can't pay for the top flight pitchers.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They have to develop guys on their own, and whatever schedule that happens on, draft and develop, okay, fine. That's Milwaukee. You can do that here too. But you have to go out and spend. Otherwise, why are you spending all this money? Why are the Mets spending as much money as they are if the plan is not to win now? In Milwaukee, yes, you can't play a power game because you can't pay for power. The Mets can pay for whatever they want, and they do. So signing a free agent does not prevent you from developing pitching, but you need to have a placeholder. You need to have somebody at the top of the rotation that can go out there and give you six innings on a regular basis. And I get it. The free agent market for pitchers is littered with potholes. That's why we're relying on your genius to kind of figure out which guy you think could at least give you a few years so you can develop those pitchers in the meantime. Now, I have been very pro David Stearns. I have said this offseason, it's key that they allow him to run the team the way he wants. And I know that analytics is considered a dirty word in certain circles and baseball fans. We don't love the analytics. You got to allow him. He's the baseball, or at least supposed to be the baseball genius here. But what year is he playing for? Is he playing for 2028? Is he playing for 2029? At what point? Because it doesn't make sense that you would be spending all this money just to be a mediocre team. You have to fix the number one hole that you had last offseason. And that was not the only hole. It's not the only issue they got to solve this offseason. And I even said I understood the approach last offseason a little better. Last offseason, the need to make major changes, I could understand why you'd be a little reluctant to do that based on the success you had the previous year, making it into the playoffs, making it to the National League Championship Series. But part of being in charge of anything is not just to have a plan and sticking to it come hell or high water. It's to develop it based on the evidence that you have, right? Like I always say, my opinion changes based on the evidence I have at any particular time. The more evidence I have to a certain thing, well, I'm going to maybe change my opinion. Yes. I don't just dig my heels in and say, no, this is the only way I feel forever and ever. If the evidence changes, my opinion changes. So David Stearns tried to do his approach last year. I'm not going to invest major resources into the starting pitching because it is so volatile. I'm going to try to get by and make do with some, bring back some guys, maybe a couple of cheap deals here and there. Try to find guys on the cheap. It didn't work. And this is supposed to be if it's not a big offseason for you this year, well then, what is? And let's be honest, this is an offseason that will almost certainly at this point result in Pete Alonso playing elsewhere next year. I've said that to you for forever. I mean, it just makes perfect sense based on who David Stearns is. It's already resulted in Brandon Nimmo going to another organization. It very well could end with Edwin Diaz playing for another team. So Met fans are not going to be happy if that's the case. But what will solve that is if you build a team that goes out and wins, right? You can replace fan favorites pretty quickly if the team is winning. But if you don't go out and solve the number one problem that you have, and again, you're not in Milwaukee anymore. Well, you know, I have a budget and I want to... No, you have Steve Cohen's money. So I get it. Framber Valdez might, in 3 years, might break down. Okay, by 3 years, you should have some of that developed pitching that you're talking about. You cannot come out of this offseason running the same playbook as you did last offseason. It would make absolutely no sense. None whatsoever. And they always say those that do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Well, if last season repeats in any way for David Stearns, he will be history. He will be history. You have to go out this offseason, identify whatever guy you want. Pick whatever guy you want, baseball genius. And you better be right. Those are the stakes that we play with. Those are the stakes with in the Bronx, and those are the stakes in Queens. But if you're only going to make the most financially prudent moves and we're going to play for the long game, that's all well and good. There's winning to be done in the meantime. And if you're Steve Cohen, why would you be spending $300+ million on a roster that has a gaping hole at the top of the rotation? Last offseason, maybe you can forgive it. Maybe. You cannot possibly forgive it this offseason. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan. Let's get some phone calls in. We'll start things off with Phil is in Sheepshead Bay. Phil, what's going on, pal?
Hi, Gordon. Listen, I heard what you were saying. To me, David Stearns, did you ever put a Band-Aid on a dike? Once the Band-Aid comes off, everything explodes. That's what happened to the Met pitching staff the last 2 months. You need an ace. One ace, maybe one middle-of-the-road pitcher. But without that, you're not going anywhere. The guy has to wake up. This is New York. People here are sharp. They know about baseball. We're not a small-market team here. You know, you want to put fannies in the seats? You got to produce a ball club on the field that produces. I'm going to leave you with that. Have a good evening.
All right, Phil. Thank you for the phone call. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I mean, look, the Mets, they it's not a question of spending money. They spent money last year. What was it? $200 and whatever million dollars it was? I mean, they spent tons of money last year, second highest in payroll in baseball, missing the playoffs. You'd figure, okay, we had a plan, didn't go according to plan. Let's get back to the drawing board here and figure things out. And I'm not saying you have to go out and just sign everybody and anybody. But yes, it's expensive for starting pitching. That's just the way it goes. And the idea that, well, we would like to have a shorter deal. Yeah, of course. Everybody would like to. You think the Yankees wanted to sign Max Fried to 8 years last offseason? Do you think that that was their point? You know what? We think this guy's going to last 8 years. Probably not. Probably not. And when you're a small market or a mid-market team, that hurts you. Absolutely. You can't recover from that. But if you're going to play in the, well, we're only going to make financially prudent moves. Or, you know what, we'll be in on Michael King or Merrill Kelly is 37 years old. That's going to be your big move at the top of the rotation, Merrill Kelly? Michael King is hurt a lot. I like Michael King a lot. But I would not say that he's an ace-type pitcher. And here's the thing. You're going to overpay for those guys, too. Everybody gets overpaid at starting pitchers. As great as Yamamoto is, he got, what, 12 years? You think he's going to be good for all 12 years? The point is to give yourself a placeholder that gives you a chance to win next year. And if a couple of years down the road these guys get hurt, so be it. And to me, Valdez is the perfect kind of guy. Stable guy, gives you innings, ground ball pitcher, is going to keep you in games. He has not had a lengthy injury history. And while he is a little bit on the older side, I think he's 31, 32, he didn't really start pitching big innings until he was 27. So I think there's a little bit more tread on the tire than some of the other guys that are, you know, getting mentioned this offseason. But again, I'm not telling you that there's any one specific guy that you have to, oh, you got to go hit. Well, outside of Skubal. Right. If Tarik Skubal is actually available, the Mets should move heaven and earth. And look, the Mets competition for Tarik Skubal is not going to be that much competition for a guy like that. Because if you're going out and getting a guy like that, you're saying, well, we're going to be willing to spend $300-400 million on a starting pitcher. And all these guys have warts. There's no guy anywhere that pitches on a regular basis who is not going to come with some sort of injury history or a slump. You know, people, oh, well, last year Valdez really slumped at the end of the year. Yes. It's completely unpredictable. And I can understand why, as a GM, as someone running a baseball organization, you'd be a little leery when you're in Milwaukee of going out and handing major contracts to guys who are that a position that is that volatile. But what's the option? What's the second choice? Well, they can't all get hurt and be bad like they were. No, that's not a good plan. That's not a good plan at all. I don't like that plan. I want a better plan than that. You have daddy's credit card. You can go out and spend what you need to spend. And if it turns out 3 years down the road, one of these guys gets hurt or they're not as good as they were, well, at least you've bought yourself some time and giving you a chance to win in the now and in the future. Because you can look at the trade market and think to yourself, well, these are better options. Freddie Peralta is a better option. Tarik Skubal is a better option. And I would agree, they are better options. But the cost doesn't go away. And that cost prevents you from developing the pitching. Because what do you think the Tigers are going to want in exchange for Tarik Skubal? They're going to want young, controllable starting pitching. So that actually does impact the long-range plan. Signing somebody in free agency does not. It's simply money. And you can't play in the bargain. It's like with the Jets, right? Like people are talking about the Jets quarterback for next year and getting another bridge quarterback. You can't play in the high variance market of, well, this guy's got a high ceiling. Maybe we can develop him. When the guy that you got this year had a high ceiling and you couldn't develop him at all. You have to have something more of a sure thing. That's the case for the Mets this offseason. They have to be able to go out there. David Stearns cannot make the same mistake again. and simply look for bargains, look for cheap things, and hope that it all works out this time. Didn't work out last season, and if next season looks like last year, there won't be a future year.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.